Mrs. America and all our ships at sea, it's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Right here on KWHI. It's an abbreviated edition tonight. We're going to be heading at 6 o'clock to the Houston Texans broadcast as they kick off the 2019 season in New Orleans against the New Orleans Saints. So we've got an abbreviated edition brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Props going out to Heine Mnuchin, his all-star band, and our sports line mascot. Mookie the Rabid Badger. Particularly rabid because it is football season. Everything's underway. High school, of course, began last week. College really cranked up full bore this weekend because there were no really good games last week. And then, of course, yesterday, the full schedule of the National Football League. And, of course, two games tonight, including Malcolm Brown and the New Orleans Saints hosting the Houston Texans right here on KWHI, followed by, Cortland Sutton, Austin Schlotman, and Emmanuel Sanders, and the Denver Broncos taking on the Oakland Raiders. So, with a short program and not much of a chance to really get in-depth into interviewing anybody tonight, we're just going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk NFL football. This being the 100th anniversary of the NFL, I'm going to give you all my Sports Doc 100th anniversary all-time team. All right? Yeah, my all-time team. And while we're doing this, we're going to give away some Texan stuff. Yeah, we got a neat little box earlier or last week, in which we had some Texans gear, and we're going to give away a couple of Texans fan packs. They include a really nice adjustable white Houston Texans cap with the Texans logo on the cap, and some T-shirts. They're extra large. They're the Texans blue, and they say, "We are Texans," with the team's logo on it. And we're going to give away a couple of packs of two sets, each with a cap and a T-shirt, all right? And we're going to give them away, kind of surrounding my Sports Doc 100th all-time NFL team, all right? Yeah, just having fun and indulging in a little bit of a fantasy here, my all-time team. Now, this is different from the one we did a couple years ago, the all-time Sports Doc team, which was guys of a whole different ilk. Guys who actually played like just on the fringe of normalcy, shall we say? But this is the all-time NFL team, the guys that we feel are the best players in the NFL, and we're going to do that. And we'll ask a couple of questions surrounding the team, and the correct callers will get a little prize package here. Okay, all right, so. We're going to get started, and we're going to ask our first question. So be ready to call at 836-9937, 836-9937, and be the first to tell me, and you win the Houston Texans cap and the T-shirt, who is my 100th anniversary all-time quarterback? Who's my all-time quarterback? 836-9937. Seven, first correct caller.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
It's Brenham Cub football on KWHI. The Cubs coming off their 38-13 win over Waller last week. Now gets ready for a Saturday night special in Houston as they take on Houston Heights. Kickoff at historic Del Mar Stadium is set for 6 o'clock. Join me, the sports doc, and Tommy Lange for all the action. 5:30 pregame Cub football at Houston Heights on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Back in the Brenham Sports Line. And our number is 836-9937, 836-9937, giving away a Texans cap and a Texans T-shirt to whoever can tell us my choice for the number one all-time quarterback for the 100th anniversary all-time NFL team. We had a couple of guesses. We're not right. Phil Sims. I'm a Giants fan, but now Phil Sims, not the number one. Now, this is who I think is the greatest player of all time. Not my sports doc personal favorite, who is Kenny Stabler. That's not it. But who I, you know, legitimately think is the greatest quarterback of all time, and it's not Fran Tarkenton, although he was pretty darn good. Be the first correct caller, 836-9937. Win yourself a Texans cap and a Texans T-shirt. So we will start at running back, and my choice for the all-time NFL 100th anniversary team, two running backs, Jim Brown, who really revolutionized the running back position and just ran over people. And my other running back, you can all sum it up in one word, sweetness, Walter Payton. So there are my first team running backs, Walter Payton and Jim Brown. Honorable mention, Oilers' Earl Campbell and Detroit's Barry Sanders. Just think the numbers Barry Sanders would have put up if he'd have played a full career, but he decided, hey, you know what? I'm hurt. I'm done. So Barry Sanders cut his career a little short. And just an amazing, amazing running back. Let's go to the phones. And there we go. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line. You got a guess?
Roger Staubach.
Not Roger Staubach. He's actually one of my backups.
Oh, he's one of your backups.
He's okay. One of my backups. Right. Great, great quarterback, but not my pick for the all-time best quarterback. But thanks very much for your call.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. If you can guess my all-time number one quarterback, you get the Houston Texans cap and T-shirt. All right, let's move on to wide receiver. And, boy, talk about no-brainer. 100% of the vote, probably the greatest wide receiver that ever played the game, without a doubt, not even close, Jerry Rice, number one of my wide receivers. My second wide receiver, and my three receiver set, is going to be Randy Moss of the Vikings, Oakland, Tennessee, San Francisco, New England. And my third wide receiver, a little bit of a surprise, Fred Biletnikoff, because everything got thrown to him got caught. Let's go to the phones, and you're on the Brenham Sports Line. Got a guess?
How about Terry Bradshaw?
Who's that?
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, not Bradshaw, but a good guess. Terry Bradshaw, I think, is the most underrated quarterback of all time. Doesn't get enough credit. He's got four good reasons. He played in a different time where the quarterbacks didn't put up the kind of numbers they do. Getting back to the wide receivers, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and Fred Biletnikoff. Honorable mention, Steve Largent, Larry Fitzgerald, and Calvin Johnson. Let's go back to the phones, and good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Johnny Unitas.
Ooh, good guess. Not the number one pick. He's on my he's one of my honorable mentions along with Roger Staubach.
Okay.
A good guess. Good guess, Johnny U. Oh man, the high tops and the crew cut, and he was a great quarterback in an era where the game wasn't conducive to great quarterbacks. If Johnny Unitas were playing today, he would be putting up numbers, just a phenomenal numbers. All right, let's move back to the 100th anniversary all-time team, tight end. Going with Tony Gonzalez as my first team all-time NFL tight end. Was a big wide receiver in the game. Might have gone with Gronk, but not enough of a test size. Honorable mention, Mike Ditka and Shannon Sharp. Now we go to my favorite positions, the offensive line. Yeah, the offensive linemen. All right, start with the center, Mike Webster, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He did have personal problems, but as far as playing center in the National Football League, no one ever did it better than Mike Webster. Honorable mention, Jim Otto of the Raiders, Doit Stevenson of the Miami Dolphins. Now we move to the guards. A guard who revolutionized the game of football, John Hanna of the New England Patriots. He really took the pulling guard to a different level because of his speed. At the time, 290 pounds, he was one of the biggest offensive linemen in the National Football League. This was before the 300-pounders that had basically, almost running back speed. So John Hanna and maybe the greatest offensive lineman in Cowboy history, Larry Allen. Got to go with Larry Allen. John Hanna and Larry Allen, my first team guards. Honorable mention to Mike Munchak, Gene Upshaw, and Bruce Matthews. Meanwhile, the tackles, the big guy from Cincinnati, Anthony Munoz of Cincinnati, and Art Shell of Oakland, my tackles. Honorable mention, Jonathan Ogden of Baltimore, and Willie Rofe of New Orleans. Meanwhile, still looking for that first-team quarterback, 836-9937, 836-9937. Tell me who my first-team quarterback is, and you win one of our little Houston Texans prize packages. You got an answer?
Yes. Greatest quarterback, Y.A. Tittle.
Good answer. Good answer. That's not the one I picked, but
okay.
He changed the game of football. People weren't throwing downfield until Y.A. Tittle came along. And he does have one of the best quotes ever. They asked him about his confidence, and he said, "Well, I thought I was the baddest bleepity bleepity bleep on the field." And he didn't say bleepity bleep either, so. So, all right, well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 836-9937, 836-9937. Now, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be the choice you would have made, but it's my choice as a first team greatest quarterback of all time. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hi there. How about Joe Namath?
Not Joe Namath. Oh, Joe Willie. He should have gotten it just for wearing that mink coat on the sidelines when he was injured.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for the call. Not Joe Willie Namath, but a good choice. I tell you what, if it was the all-personality team, it would be Joe Willie, because he was, as the late Stuart Scott would say, cooler than the other side of the pillow. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Bart Starr?
Not Bart Starr. Good choice. Winner of the first two Super Bowls and five NFL championships. Good guess, but not the one I picked.
I bet it's Drew Brees. Bye.
Not Drew Brees either, but a good guess. So we've crossed out a lot of quarterbacks, but nobody has come up. I'm very surprised. Y'all have not come up with the guy I picked as the greatest quarterback of all time. Good evening. You're on the Bedlam Sports Line.
Yeah, how about Joe Montana?
Who's that?
How about Joe Montana?
Not Joe Montana. He's on my honorable mention team. It was not Joe Montana. Good guess. Good guess. He's kind of the guy I picked, and Joe Montana kind of split on a lot of people's votes for the greatest quarterback of all time. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line. You got a guess?
John Elway.
Not John Elway.
All right.
Not John Elway. Good guess. Good guess. John Elway put up some big numbers. But I'm really shocked. I'm really shocked that nobody's gotten this. 836-9937. 836-9937. Good evening. You're on the Sports Line.
What about Tom Brady?
Bingo. There you go. There you go. You got it. Who is this?
Diane Ashworn.
All right, Diane. Well, congratulations. You have won a nice dark blue Texans T-shirt and a Texans cap. So congratulations. Just drop by our station during business hours and pick it up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Diane Ashore knew that it was Tom Brady. Six really good reasons, and that they're called Super Bowl rings, and the fact that he is in the top five in just about every quarterback stat. And you combine that with the six Super Bowls, and simply in my mind makes him the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, if you want to talk about just numbers, yeah. Dan Marino put up phenomenal numbers, never won a single Super Bowl. And to me, that disqualifies him right there, because the object of the game is to win, and the ultimate is to win championships. So, all right, Diane Ashorn, I guessed it was Tom Brady. All right, we're going to move over to the defensive side of the football. All right, defensive side of the ball. And we are going to ask a question, okay, and for the other one, for the second cap and T-shirt. All right, and it's a Houston Texans cap, a Houston Texans T-shirt. All right. Tell me who my first team defensive tackles are. You know I'm a lineman. You know I love linemen. Who are my first team defensive tackles? And just think about what state we're in, and you should get one of them. All right. Now we're going to start with the defensive ends on my team. We're going to start with the defensive ends. But first, we're going to take a call. All right. Good evening. You're on the Sports Line. All right, they hung up. Nope, they hung up again. Okay, 836-9937. If you can name one of my two defensive tackles, and I'll give you a hint, one of them you should get. All right. That's all I'm going to say. Because just think about what state we live in. All right, good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
I'm hoping you're talking about Bob Lilly.
Bingo, you got it. In my opinion, one of the top three defensive linemen that has ever played the game of football. Who is this?
This is Brian Dickshot.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Well, Brian, all you got to do is just stop by our studios and pick up your Houston Texans cap and your T-shirt.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. All right. Appreciate it. And so there you have it. We gave away our two Texans prize packages, and we're going to have some more going on as the season goes on. So now let's get back to, we'll start with our defensive tackles. Bob Lilly of the Dallas Cowboys, one of my favorite defensive linemen that's ever played the game, along with the Steelers' Mean Joe Green, North Texas guy. So see both of them, Lilly with the Cowboys, Joe Green with North Texas. Got those Texas ties. Honorable mention, Alan Page, Merlin Olsen, and the great Randy White. That's my honorable mention. Now we go to defensive end, and they don't get any better than the Minister of Defense, Reggie White. Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, actually began in the USFL, believe it or not. Randy White on the other side. Hey, if you're going to have a minister on one side, you got to have a deacon on the other. Deacon Jones. If they just would go back and look at the films, Deacon Jones would be untouchable as far as sacks goes. No one would ever, ever tally the number of sacks Deacon Jones made, but they didn't start keeping sacks as a stat until after he left the game. Honorable mention, Bruce Smith of Buffalo, Jack Youngblood of the Raiders, and J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, one of the best of all time. Outside linebackers, in my opinion, the greatest defensive player in the history of the National Football League and maybe the most important player to ever play the game, Lawrence Taylor of the Giants. Also, at outside linebacker, Jack Hamm of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're my two outside linebackers. Honorable mention, Ted Hendricks, Baltimore and Oakland. Inside linebackers, all right, these guys played in the 60s. I barely remember them as a kid, but there were never two better inside linebackers that played the game it was supposed to be played than Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, honorable mention, Jack Lambert, Junior Seau, and Mike Singletary. Now, cornerbacks, my DBs, Mike Haynes of the New England Patriots and Oakland Raiders. One of the best quotes ever in NFL history was about Mike Haynes. A coach once said, all right, a third of the earth is land. All right, or two-thirds of the earth is covered in water. Two-thirds of the earth is covered in water. The other third is covered by Mike Haynes. And Neon Deion Sanders. Electrifying, granted, a little arrogant. Okay, a lot of arrogant. But nobody played corner like Deion Sanders. Honorable mention, Ron Woodson and Champ Bailey. Safeties, Kenny Houston of the Oilers and Ronnie Lott of the Niners, Raiders, and Jets. Honorable mention, Ed Reed and Jack Tatum. And special teams because, well, you got to have them, I guess. Kicker, Morton Anderson. Honorable mention, Jan Stenerud. Punter, Ray Guy. Honorable mention, Shane Leckler. And return guys, Devin Hester, first team, no doubt about it. Honorable mention, Gale Sayers, and another shout out to Deion Sanders. And as far as coach of this team, the proof is in the rings. Bill Belichick, six Super Bowl rings. He is my pick as the coach of this team, ahead of Vince Lombardi and Jimmy Johnson. That's right, Jimmy Johnson. So there you go. Those are my sports docs. 100th anniversary all-time NFL team picks. And again, congratulations to Brian Dickshott and Shirley Gansky. They win Diane Ashhorn. I was looking at the wrong slip here. Diane Ashhorn and Brian Dickshott, who win a Texans cap and a Texans shirt. Congratulations. We'll wrap it up and head to the Texans right after this.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line here on KWHI, brought to you by Budweiser and Mike Hopkins, or Mike Hopkins Distributing and Classic Care Cleaner. Next week, we will be back to a full Brenham Sports Line. We'll have guests a lot more interesting than me, I'll tell you that. Thanks for listening. Houston Texans football is coming up next. Texans opening up the season against big old Malcolm Brown and the New Orleans Saints right here on KWHI and FM 101.7. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.